Okay, so I'm intending for this episode to be actually very casual. You know, just exploring the emotion that is jealousy in a very casual way. But I read some things about it, and you know, it seems like, okay, I might have to deviate a little bit from the casualness at some point. So just bear with me.
Disclaimer. Everything that you're about to hear are the thoughts of one guy, Daniel Briggs Adisa, the host of the Vulgar Times with Daniel podcast. He is simply just a young man gifted by God with a brain and who likes to think for himself. So what you're about to hear are the opinions of Daniel and sometimes some other people. Sometimes these things are well read, sometimes these things are just pure opinion. Whichever one comes your way, enjoy it. But know that this is not a professional platform. Daniel is not a professional. So take everything he says with a grain of salt, right? And we'll all be fine. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good whatever time of the day you are listening to this. And welcome. Welcome to another episode of the Vulgar Times with Daniel podcast. And I am happy to be back. Okay, maybe not totally back in a sense, but back nonetheless, if I can get myself off my ass long enough to record more episodes. It's been a while since I've done this, and I really, really do appreciate doing this. Oh my God, I didn't realize how much I missed recording. Why have I been silent, or why has the podcast itself rather been silent? I did the gist on Instagram, but not the full gist, just like, you know, corporate get to summary, you know. So if you want the full gist, I'm going to give you the gist now. If you're one of those that you don't really know me and you don't really care much for the gist, just, I guess, skip. Yeah, there's going to be a timestamp in the description below. I'll make sure the timestamp is as accurate as possible to the relevant point where the actual episode starts, you know. So yeah, just look. Anyway, for gist lovers, gossip people, my kind of people, yes, let's get into this. Okay, so February, I had planned this awesome episode, stream of episode. It was going to be too big, like sequel, prequel kind of episode kind of thing, you know, where everything will be centered around a major theme. But now I don't even want to mention anything about it because it just pisses me off what happened. I had fully recorded these things. They were both, after editing and everything, I think they were both up to like 35 or 40 minutes. So, and I had recorded both of them like two or three different times. And so I had made sure that these things were up to the standard I would love every single one of my episodes up to. And then I had already recorded other episodes too. Everything was shot up to like 8 or 10. And then my laptop crashed. Oh, sweet Jesus, my laptop crashed. Imagine my laptop. I just imagine, like, I was saying that to my best friend's face. My laptop crashed. Mad, why? Just, why does technology hate me? And so it took me time to recover my laptop. And even though I was able to recover it in a sense, I lost most of the episodes, especially the two that I had already prepared, because I didn't even have the should I call it DAW file, you know, the edit one you can edit and everything with all the waveforms and everything, if you know what I'm talking about. Well, I lost those two, and I lost the ones that I had already done all the mixing and everything, like finished. So it was very, very painful. And even though I recovered like about three of the original files intact, I just didn't feel like editing or uploading anything. And so I just kept silent because I don't know, I think I got a little bit depressed there. It was a lot. And even though a couple of things have happened and there were things that I really wanted to talk about, and I still talk about them, but you know, Asha said, let me come back now, especially after Queen Rafi of Queen Rafi's podcast has called me out on Instagram saying she will not forgive my silence. Queen Rafi, I hope you are happy. Here is an episode though. You must like this episode. You must help me promote this episode. Yeah, Queen Rafi, you must help me. Oh yeah. Okay, so yeah, that's basically the gist, the end of the gist. Yeah. Now, on to the actual episode. If this is your first time listening and you listen to the gist, that's the kind of person I am. I like gist. I like gossip. I like, you know, I don't like research. People think that I like research. I don't like research. Research is boring as hell. I like knowing things though, so... And I like sharing the things that, you know, guess I grew up as an ITK. I too know if you don't know what that means. But anyway, welcome. And today we are going to be looking into jealousy. Now, Volatines, as usual, get your thinking caps ready, get your notebooks ready, and get your popcorn and your sweet headphones if you are not listening to this with your headphone or earpiece, because I don't know why you would not listen to this when it was beautifully crafted as it has been with the lovely background episode that is playing. Are you okay? Now that I am done dragging you people, let's get into the episode. So jealousy. I was listening to Salim and Presh Gaza's podcast. Why am I saying that one by one? I was listening to Precious and hey Jesus. People will kill me. Oh, why is this so hard? Anyway, yeah, I was listening to Salem and Presh Gaza's episode. If you don't know, they both have a podcast called the inner child, or is it Your Inner Child? I think it's The Inner Child. Don't confuse it with another podcast that is named The Inner Child. You know, it's them. They use the whole Bitmoji iPhone thingy as their cover for the podcast, basically. So yes, one of their very first episodes was about jealousy, right? Dealing with times where you are jealous of your friends. Like, should you be jealous of your friends? Is that a bad thing? Does everybody get jealous? How do you deal with it? You know, that kind of thing. And throughout the entire episode, I felt like I could relate to Salem's... No, I felt like I could relate to both of their perspectives on the issue, because I have experienced it in both sense, as they were talking about. If you want to know more about that, you can go and listen to the episode on their own podcast. But then, you know, it made me also want to talk about how to deal with jealousy, or rather how I deal with jealousy, my understanding of the emotion jealousy, and how I have dealt with it up to time. Who knows, maybe somebody can learn from it. Yeah, okay, so let's get into this with Daniel, your fat teacher. I realized something as I was reading for this, because obviously it will do man good to read once in a while. So I realized that jealousy is maybe misunderstood somewhat by all of us, and even in our misunderstanding we might be getting this right. I don't know, I feel like I'm getting ahead of myself. Today we are not really going to be starting with definitions, because I want to bring in another emotion into this, another emotion which I think we think is jealousy, but is not jealousy. And that emotion is envy. For those of you who guessed that, here is a gold coin. Go and collect your shirt from Gucci. Yes, I entered a partnership with Gucci. You didn't know? Just Google it. Daniel Briggs and Gucci. I'm rich now, brother. In my dreams, currently. But let's move on. So, I'm going to be using an article to help and guide my thoughts today. And the article is from Psychology Today. The article is titled Jealousy. And the article starts by saying, jealousy is a complex emotion that encompasses feelings ranging from suspicion to rage to fear to humiliation. And it affects everybody. But then why am I bringing envy into this? Because envy, first of all, let me kind of define envy. Envy is when you desire to have something that someone else has. And it's not just a pure desire to have it. You want to have exactly what that person has. You covet it. You understand? You even hate the person for having what they have that you don't. You even hate the person for having something that you so desire, but you just cannot get your hands on currently. That is envy. And I kind of think, in a way, sometimes we think envy is also jealousy. Maybe the envy hasn't grown up yet. And envy is a complex emotion, by the way. And maybe I'll make another episode just on envy. But I want to highlight the difference in how, or the similarities in how we see jealousy and envy. So I'll use a portion from the article. It reads, jealousy and envy are similar feelings, but they are not the same. Jealousy, my Nigerian self. Jealousy always involves a third party, seen as a rival for affection or attention. Envy occurs between only two people and is best summed up as, I want what you have. For example, someone may feel envious of another's wealth, status, or appearance, right? So, you see that dynamic? Sometimes you are jealous of someone because you think, they are getting ahead. Why am I not getting ahead? You know, that kind of thing. Or like sometimes they are happy for your friend that, your friend has, you know, maybe surpassed a particular mark, gotten a little bit much more successful. And then, but you're also like, why can't that be me? You understand different things like that. Sometimes that is envy. Sometimes that is envy. But I think envy has its, and this is all opinions, by the way, this is just opinion and conjecture. I think envy has its mild face. Sometimes we desire what someone else has, but not so strong that we can call it envy, that we start to hate the person or we start to be very, very antagonistic toward the person. So sometimes I guess that is how far we allow jealousy to grow, because jealousy, like it says, involves a third party. Is whether it is something or someone that is a rival for your affection or for attention that you are getting from somewhere. So sometimes you know, let's say for instance, best friends. I know I happened to experience this with my best friend at some point when we made a friend called Biri. So Biri, if you're listening to this, hi, I didn't like you at some point. Yes. Okay, so where was I? Yeah, so I experienced some form of jealousy when my best friend brought a new friend into our circle, who was Biri. And it seemed at the time Biri was taking more attention than I would, to the point that Baba would keep me waiting outside his house for hours. Okay, that only happened once, but I'm still salty about it. Kept me waiting outside his house for hours. The audacity, the balls on that nigga. What is wrong with you today? Okay, you know, to do that to me, the effrontery. Guy, you supposed to chop in. Anyway, that, like I said, that only happened once because of Biri. Yeah, so I felt like he was making new friends, which is good, which I also encourage. But then I felt like my place as his best friend was kind of taking second place. Or rather, maybe because I used to be sort of the only one or the closest one, I got more attention than everybody else. And Lord, attention feels great, especially when it's coming from the exact number of people you can handle it from, one or two for me. Thank you. How am I surviving as a school teacher, you ask? Barely surviving people. Anyway, so I felt jealous towards Biri because I felt like Biri was taking away the attention that I was getting from my best friend. But who knew, Biri is also a stand-up guy, and then it will become a threesome of friendship. Yes. Today, I'm not going to be very decent with my speech, if you haven't noticed. I'm not going to be outrightly cussing people out, but I'm just going to be unbridled, because it don't take where I don't do in front of Mike. Leave me alone. Daniel, leave yourself alone. Jealousy, back to jealousy. So sometimes you want what someone else has, or you desire to be where someone else is, and sometimes that person is your friend, right? But you have to think of it this way, and this is where I will bring the comparison I made between jealousy and envy full circle. This is where you have to be really, really careful, because when it comes to situations like this, or when it comes to moments like this, when I have to think about jealousy as a Christian, before somebody goes, stop forcing your religion down my throat. Opinions, take it like that. Right? As a Christian, I tend to look at the Bible and see how the Bible describes jealousy. And one part of the Bible always strikes me hard. It used to confound me when I was growing up, because the Bible says God is a jealous God, and I'm like, isn't he beyond everything? Like, isn't God beyond everything? Wasn't that the number one or defining factor we're constantly told? God is omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient, you know, he's everywhere, he knows everything, can do anything, he's beyond everything, he's unreachable, blah 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 blah, he sits on the throne, he's that the earth is his footstool, and all those awesome stuff, honestly. So it used to confound me whenever I read or I heard Jesus is a jealous God. And I think that is because we always assume jealousy to be unwarranted or unjustified, in a sense, because envy usually is unwarranted and unjustified. Envy is very, very selfish and sometimes can be really, really hateful when it blooms fully into the adult from its baby, from its chrysalis. I don't know what I'm saying. I failed biology 3 times in YX, so let's move on. That wasn't information that I should have given you people, but yes, I'm not stupid. I promise you, I am not stupid. I just don't like biology as a subject. It's just not my thing. I know everybody gets happy whenever reproduction class comes in, but it's just not my thing. Anyway, when the Bible says God is jealous, the Bible isn't hinting at some irrational, emotional reaction that God is having. Like God is going to throw a tantrum, blah, 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 blah. It's look at the context of why and how the Bible says God is jealous. Why is he jealous in the first place? Because man has given worship of him over to other things that he has created, over to their own means of creation. So the question now is that justified according to the doctrines of the Bible? Yes. God is the only being deserving of worship. Worship in the sense of high exaltation, like one above all, that kind of thing. You know, the one with the most importance, the one with the most power in the entirety of the universe, right? Is God. So he is the only one deserving of true worship, of true exaltation, of true honoring, etc., 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 because he is the holy God, he is the creator, and so many other reasons. So when you take that thing that is rightfully his and give it to someone else, something else that has not shown itself deserving, or someone else that has not shown themselves deserving of that worship, you are cheating God of something that he owns and is rightfully his. He rightfully should have access to. You are cheating him of that and giving it onto an unworthy recipient. I hope that didn't sound too Englishy. So in a sense, God's jealousy is very, very warranted. God's jealousy is very, very justified. In fact, one can argue that God is the only justified being that exists currently that can truly, honorably, righteously be jealous. Because you are jealous that someone else is being given an affection or attention that should be yours. And that is why most of the time when we observe jealousy in our society, or we talk about jealousy in our society, we automatically start thinking of a relationship between two people, right? We start thinking of somebody being suspicious of the other person being engaged in some form of infidelity. We imagine the person who is jealous is angry or sore or rageful about being cheated out of something that they think is rightfully theirs or should be rightfully theirs, right? That is the narrative around jealousy that we are most familiar with in our time, in our society. And that tracks. That actually tracks. Sometimes, you know, you are jealous of somebody. And why are you jealous of them? You think they are getting more attention from your boss, attention that should be yours, right? You think they are infringing on a space that you should rightfully have access to or control over, that kind of thing, something along those lines. And most of the time we see this occur in relationships. Your partner has somebody new in their life, or has had somebody that has been longer than you have in their life, and it almost seems like sometimes they are paying more attention to that person than you. And now, if it is somebody new, I can understand that being, you know, a thing. But if it is somebody who has been in their life for a while, they ever dated or something, you know, that'll shift much more towards envy, right? Because they've been giving that person that level of attention since before you. So which means they are not deducting from the attention that they are giving you to give to the other person. Rather, they are deducting from that other person's own. And now, while your status as their partner, you know, the one they are in a relationship with, does have a measure of authority and significance. You can't rightfully say or justifiably say you are jealous of the other person because that other person isn't getting something that is yours. That other person isn't taking something that is yours without your permission, right? They aren't robbing or cheating you of something. If anything, you want to rob and cheat them on something, right? So when you have kind of like a rejectful feeling or perception towards that person due to that perception of them robbing you of attention from your guy or your girl, you are being envious, not jealous. And because that kind of envy, you know, sometimes is just really mild and is really normal, we don't really think it's envy, we think it's jealousy. But jealousy simply involves a third party getting something that you should be getting, but you are not getting. So, and that happens a lot in our life, actually. That happens a lot. Hi, it's Daniel here. Sorry for the short interruption. I just wanted to remind you to follow and subscribe to the podcast as you're currently listening to it. If you're enjoying it, if you can give it some form of rating where you're listening to, for instance, if you're on Apple Podcast or you're in Google Podcast, please like and give it a 5-star rating. Don't forget to share with your friends. Instagram is at Volatile with Daniel. Please go and follow the podcast over there. We have some content over there too. And back to the episode.
Let's say your parents give you and your sibling when you guys were younger, gave both of you a task and then told you that whosoever did the task the best would get a particular gift, right? And then you did it the best. But then let's say your other sibling is your younger brother and then they were about to give you this really awesome chocolate bar and then he starts crying or she starts crying. They start crying basically. And then they're like, you know what? Another time, let's give this one to your younger brother. You know, it's your younger brother now. Oh, yeah, do a bonfun, she bonfun. If you were jealous of your younger sibling at that point in time, you were kind of justified, at least in my opinion. I might be wrong. You were kind of justified because that was yours. That belonged to you. You worked your ass off, your tiny little child ass. You worked your ass off to get that chocolate bar and they gave it to somebody else who did not do the exact kind of work you did and who only got it simply by playing victim. Victim mentality. Child always works. So yeah, you kind of get the reason why I made a comparison between jealousy and envy, even though I doubt that I did a really good job of mixing the two of them together. If you have questions, please just reach out to me. But one of the reasons why I wanted to make that comparison is because when you recognize the major difference between both of them, the seriousness, or should I say gravity, of the both of them, it gives you perspective as to how to deal with it. Now, questions. Is jealousy a sickness? No. Is there a cure for jealousy? No. Are men or women more jealous than the other gender? No. No. Is jealousy good or bad for a relationship? It depends. If the jealousy is unwarranted, in other words, it has no justifiable ground for existing, then it can be really, really bad for the relationship, which is one of the reasons why I painted that dichotomy between jealousy and envy. Jealousy many times can be justified. Envy cannot. Yeah, I don't think you can have a truly justifiable reason for why you are envious of somebody, but you could have a justifiable reason for why you are jealous of somebody, which can make you realize that, okay, you aren't just a bitter asshole, you are somebody who is actually being pained about something that has been something bad or something neglectful that has been done to them. But when it doesn't have a justifiable ground, you also know, okay, this isn't the problem of the third person or the second person, but the first person, which is you, which is us, right? You know, okay, I am the one who has an issue here. So, which means I should not extend any form of rage or malice or antagonization to the other person. I should not be kind of like, you know, trying to expose the person or just trying to be really, really unfriendly towards the person, right? The person is not the problem. Now, what's the problem? Most likely a sense of dissatisfaction would be the problem. That person has, maybe a friend, has hit a milestone that you hoped you would have reached by now, but you haven't. And so you are dissatisfied with your own position. So knowing that, it's simply, or maybe not simply, but that it is dissatisfaction one, it is not the other person's fault too. You can essentially know that you can both be jealous and happy at the same time, because I think that becomes a problem sometimes. We are troubled whether our happiness is genuine even though we are jealous, of the other person. Yes, it can. You can both be genuinely happy for somebody and also somewhat jealous of them, even though the object of your jealousy is the object of your happiness for them. Right, it can exist. It's just like how you can really, really love a movie, but also be really critical of the movie's choices and scenes and everything. You can really, really love an artist, but also be really critical of their song and, artistry or whatever. Both can exist at the exact same time. You can believe in God, but also have doubts about some things. It just makes you want to search and know more about the God you believe in and the religion you currently serve under. That's it. So yeah, jealousy isn't necessarily this gloomy, bad, unnecessary, unjustifiable, malignant emotion. I believe I've spilled so much English to show you exactly that. Jealousy is not a terrible thing. It is not. Is it necessarily a good emotion to be having up and down? No. But then how do you deal with this? Well, like I said, when you realize whether what you're feeling is jealousy or envy, if you realize it's jealousy, then you can realize, okay, I can back off a little bit here. Back off, number one, on my focus on the other person and that thing that they have. Number two, I can also back off a little bit on the blame game that I'm going to be doing towards myself. Because most of us, whenever we're jealous of somebody, we tend to blame ourselves a lot. So I can back off a little bit from that blame game. Next up, another thing that will help you to combat, or should I say resolve, your jealousy is to realize that you can change, or should I say you can make corrections. Yeah, you can make corrections or solve that emotion of jealousy. Take that jealousy as a mathematical equation, right? Or a word problem. You can solve it, So usually, you can get rid of your jealousy by improving on yourself. Now, I don't mean drastic improvement, but improving on yourself. And one way you can improve on yourself is to improve your own perseverance and patience with yourself. Recognize everybody has different speeds that they run at. Honestly, I'm not trying to call somebody slow. If anybody should be called slow, it should be me. But I'm simply saying, everybody moves at different paces in life, right? And while you work hard, you do this, you do that, you do that, you will eventually get there, but some people might get there before you. And those people might just be people you know and love. And it will make it difficult, right? But yeah, you can be patient and still diligently work hard. Trust in your own work and believe in the work you've done so far. Do not doubt the effort that you have given to things up to this point, right? Do not doubt it. Also, recognize that them being blessed in that way can be a blessing unto you also, right? Another thing you can do is you can actually be supportive of their business. And I know some of us do that, whenever we realize that we're jealous of somebody, to not make ourselves feel bad, we try to do things. Maybe they wrote a book, we buy a book. Maybe they made a song, we promote and listen to the song like Taya, whether we like the song or not. Just to make ourselves feel better, like we are good friends. And why that might also make you doubt your genuinity. I think like Salem and Presh Gaza expressed on their podcast, it's okay to do it for yourself and to do it for that person also. So those kind acts you do to cover up or amend your feeling of jealousy, yeah, they're fine. You can do it for yourself and for the other person. It's to help you heal and get past that point, right? And as a Christian, another thing that helps me get over my jealousy with people is Number one, I'm usually honest about it. If I'm jealous of you, I'm usually honest about it. You know, not all the time, but usually to people that are my close friends or something, I'm jealous sometimes and I am honest about it. I express it, and me being honest about it takes away a burden a little bit. So it's not this secret thing anymore. It's not this secret thing that is constantly chewing at my consciousness. It's out in the open. We know it, we can see it, we acknowledge it, and so we can address it, right? So I'm honest. Another thing I try to do is just remember how much I love this person and how happy I am for them, and allow my happiness to trump my jealousy. You know, or maybe I should phrase it as allow my perception of happiness, or allow my feeling of happiness, or allow my acknowledgement of happiness to be more than my acknowledgement of my jealousy. You know, that kind of thing. And I also just recognize that as a Christian, God is the only being that can justifiably be jealous. So usually if I'm jealous of somebody, most likely I don't have a justifiable reason. I think if you don't have a justifiable reason, you can't have a good reason, because isn't the entire idea of something being good being that it doesn't have anything other than good nature, right? So if the reason why you are jealous is that something, we can understand it, we can empathize with it, but I don't think we can call it good, especially when it's not on that justifiable grounds. Sorry, when it's not on justifiable grounds. You get what I mean? So, yeah. I think I want to end this episode here. I didn't mean for this to get this long. And I also think I rambled on a little bit longer. If you enjoyed this episode, thank you for enjoying this episode. Basically, in summary, envy is usually mistaken to be jealousy, and jealousy is usually mistaken to be envy sometimes too. Jealousy is when somebody else or something else is taking over or being given attention or affection that you should usually be given, or that you perceive you should be rightfully given. So sometimes it can be justified and sometimes it might not be justified at all. Jealousy usually means there is some means or some sort of dissatisfaction existing within us in regards to the elements or the entities or the people or the things related to our jealousy. And so we can work on that. We can improve on ourselves, having much more patience, recognizing that we should trust our own process, and recognizing that God is the only one that deserves jealousy, because most of us are out here just doing our own damn thing and not giving the good Lord his own worship. Hallelujah. Yes, that was the episode. My name is Daniel. This is the Volatile Times with Daniel podcast. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Volatile with Daniel. And yeah, I'll see you guys for the next episode. Thank you for sticking so far.